Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so free for all Friday of the show. We're getting used to a few new things here in the other studio. So it's all cool, but we're still getting used to a couple of things. You know, again, as I mentioned, if something goes wrong in your office or at work for you, you know, you can kind of hide it from the public. I mean, all your customers don't see what's going wrong. If something goes wrong with us, it's happening live before everybody. All of our customers.
It's going great.
Listeners. Oh, it's going fine.
It's going great.
Listen, you know, there's nothing more boring than perfection.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And if that's the case, then we're anything but boring.
The real reward is the friends we made along the way.
Oh, isn't that true? Trump's FCC has agreed to the merger with Paramount, which owns CBS, the deal with Skydance. It's going through. And the chairman of the FCC says that this happened because CBS promised to drop bias DEI programming. So CBS, I guess, promised to be woke. And there's a lot of conversation about woke, and a lot of people are really PO'd about woke, about being woke and how bad it is. I wonder if all those people who are so animate about woke being bad, if they really know the definition of woke, if they really know the working definition of what it means to be woke. Because some things that are woke are good. Some things that are woke actually relate to those of you who are against being woke. I'll be the first to tell you that, just like everything else, sometimes woke and other things go too far. But this is a manifestation of the right-wing, radical, conservative media echo chamber that is telling people how to feel and what to believe. And they're telling them to feel like woke is awful, that woke is bad, that woke is having a negative impact on this country and on all of us. So my question this afternoon is, what has woke done to you? We had somebody say that woke has ruined movies. Well, there's some great movies out there, and they're not all woke. But there are some woke movies out there. You don't have to go to a movie. That's not something you have to do. So that's not having a negative impact on you. Nobody's entitled to have every movie relate to them. Nobody's entitled to think that every movie is going to be a good movie, because long before you ever heard of the word woke, you went to movies that sucked. So if a movie sucks, and it's woke, well, movies suck sometimes. So that's not a good example. I've yet to hear a really good concrete example of how some individual has been affected by woke, other than it's in their brain. And again, they've been told this by the conservative right-wing media. And it's just, you know, we have an opportunity on this show to bring things to your attention. I just posted a video during the news break on Scoot on the Air Substack. And I would hope that you would download the Substack app. There's a really cool stuff on there. I mean, there's some funny stuff on there, too. The Substack app, download the Substack app and follow Scoot on the Air. And I'd love to have you comment on the things that I post. And I do a couple of videos a day. And it's a great way to extend this show beyond the time that we're on the air, because it lives on Substack, and there are people commenting on something that I posted a month ago. So again, Scoot on the Air Substack. I hope you join me there. I'm also continuing to post things on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram as well.
I think another thing that people who have never used it may not understand about Substack is it works just like Facebook and X and TikTok. You follow Scoot, you could also follow the Saints. You could follow, I don't know, all the people you see on TV and politics and media and sports. And you can scroll through it on your phone. It's just like a feed, just like we've been seeing the feed on our phones for several years now. Substack works the exact same way. Check it out. It's very simple.
Yeah, it is. It is simple. And it's a different audience, and you're going to get, you know, different news and different things. And some of the stuff is really pretty funny. And it's very, very enlightening. And, you know, so, you know, when it comes to Stephen Colbert, you know, comedy doesn't have to be woke. Comedy doesn't have to be something that everybody agrees on. Comedy's comedy. And I still think that there are some shady things about the canceling of Stephen Colbert, even though the numbers say that the show was losing money for CBS, and Stephen Colbert is making a lot of fun of that. South Park is really, really, in this first episode of the new 27th season of South Park, they really went after Donald Trump. Now, is Donald Trump going to attack South Park? I mean, Ian says it's AI generated. I thought they just found some guy's body that they thought looked like Donald Trump naked and put Donald Trump's head on it. Either way, they showed Donald Trump taking his clothes off in the desert. And it looks like Donald Trump. It looks like Donald Trump would look if he took his clothes off. And it's not pretty. And then you see his little Twinkie. So they show that, and Ian said they got away with showing the Twinkie because they put eyes on it and they turned it into a character, and that's how it got by the censors. But I mean, you know, what Stephen Colbert does compared to South Park is nothing. I mean, it's like, you know, choir boy stuff compared to what South Park does. I mean, they had Donald Trump in bed with Satan. And Donald Trump is saying all this stuff, and Satan says, "You remind me of somebody I used to date, and he was like a dictator or something." I don't remember the exact words, but he's referencing Saddam Hussein, because in the South Park movie, Satan was in bed with Saddam Hussein. Well, in the new South Park episode, Donald Trump is in bed with Satan. And there's reference to 60 Minutes. There's reference to Jeffrey Epstein. There's reference to a lot of current things. Trey Parker was part of the Comedy Central Comic Con animation panel. And sitting right next to him was co-creator Matt Stone. Parker said, "Oh, we apologize for the episode." But it was with a grin on his face, so they really weren't apologizing. And he went on to say that, Jesus shows up in time to save South Park. It's about Sermon on the Mount. That's the first title of the first episode of the new season of South Park. And Jesus, who lives in South Park, comes to town. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. But there's some really outrageous stuff in there. Now, it might not be for you, but I mean, I would hope that even if you're a Trump fan, I mean, you could laugh at comedy about Trump. I mean, if you can't laugh, there's something wrong. I mean, there really is, because we're human beings, and God gave us a sense of humor, and God gave us this great outlet of laughing. And if you can't laugh, even at Donald Trump, then I seriously think you have a problem. I mean, I honestly believe that is something that is not right in your life. I mean, if you're taking the president so damn seriously that you can't make fun of him, or you can't watch somebody who's making fun of the president. I mean, people made fun of Joe Biden. People made fun of Obama. People made fun of everybody. So, you know, if you can't laugh at the president, I mean, you can believe everything that he says. You can vote for him. But, I mean, you got to be able to laugh at him as well. All right, let's go to Irvin in Hammond. Irvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, you have a good weekend?
Yeah, thanks. I will.
Me too. Look, mainstream wokeism and mainstream BLM was good for the country. It was an awakening for all of us. Unfortunately, just like we have the radical rights, the radicals within that group gave it a bad name. First of all, how did it affect us? It gave the rise of Donald Trump and Mr. Landry. That's how they got into office, and that's why they're doing all the things they're doing. But looking at the radical group within wokeism, you know, the first one, defund the police. Maybe it should have been hold police accountable. That was just bad terminology. Police departments are short in most urban areas. Look at New Orleans. You can't get above 900. How has that affected people? Mostly minorities and socioeconomic people that have issues, because police response times are down. In many neighborhoods, like I saw a white paper, Minneapolis, they won't go into certain neighborhoods until they have adequate backups.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with woke. I mean, that's just that's a problem. And the whole concept of defund the police was misunderstood. The right was brilliant in how they positioned it because they made it a liberal issue to where it seemed like liberals didn't want the police. And that was not the case. There was a lot of talk about if we're spending this much money on law enforcement, is there a way to take some of that money and spend it on young people on programs that will prevent them from becoming criminals? It was not about getting rid of the police, but the right commandeered it into such a way that it made it seem like liberals were trying to just get rid of the police. And I don't think that I mean, some people don't want the police, which is, of course, ridiculous. But that was never the intent of what they were talking about in the beginning.
Well, maybe we can agree that that terminology gave the right an opening. And possibly it should have been, again, hold police accountable. But yes, the right ran with that because that was an opening when you start talking about defunding the police. And many leaders in urban settings were calling for cutting the police budgets, which was going to affect their people more than anyone. Number two, the DEI. Now, they have called for taking away ACT, SAT scoring as the primary score for you getting into college. Now, getting into college is the gateway for teachers, doctors, dentists, engineers. They've also called for, you know, quotas in those upper areas. Look, if you're at LSU or Tulane Engineering School, I want you to go through your SAT and go through your engineering school prenup that you qualify, because if you're going to build a bridge under me, I don't want it falling. And I understand we want more black young men teaching in urban areas, but we're not going to sidetrack the ACT and teacher preparation exams, which I went through, to put an unqualified person in a classroom just to say, okay, now we have a minority teacher. Again, you know, they have pushed these things, which undermines the people like myself who went through the system, the doctors, the lawyers, the dentists, the engineers that went through the systems and qualified for where they are. You and I probably couldn't qualify for medical or dental school. You know, we probably don't have the qualifications to be a brain surgeon. So deal with it. You know, we're not going to be in that group.
Yeah, Irvin, I'm against lowering standards. But as long as everybody has an opportunity, and for a lot of people that's been a problem. But lowering the standards is not the answer.
I agree 100%. The last one is reparations. I'm looking at a California study. California government actually did a committee. They did a study on a fixed number. They started off at $360,000 per person. It is now going up to just under $800,000 per person because they got to consider the age gap, which is real. White people live longer than minorities because of medical issues, diabetes and whatnot. But I'm saying right now, you know, when you push an agenda like that, you're just taking yourself out of mainstream America. First of all, I'm going to say to anyone, if they want to reply, you start handing out $800 million to each person, you're going to destroy over half of their lives. All we got to look at is the people that win lotteries, over half of them are dead broke, you know, within a year or two after. You know, I believe in any type of incentives in education. I think college should be free for people who qualify, no matter what race. I think medical school, dental school, we need engineers. You know, we got to keep bringing them in from other countries. If you have the qualifications, I don't care what race you are, that ought to be government backed because we need good people in those spots.
Robert, I agree with that, and I've got to get to a break here. Look, the progressive left does not represent mainstream Democrats, nor do I. I am a radical moderate. I am a registered independent. I don't speak for Democrats. But the radical right did not put Trump in office. The radical progressive left will not elect the next president. They're out of touch with mainstream America, and they can have their views, but they don't represent everybody. And it seems like it's difficult for people to think that, you know, because the right tries to make it seem like it's everybody. It's not everybody. Hey, look, it's Friday. We got to have a little fun here, even though we're talking about a few serious things. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on Free For All Friday. This is WWL.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wow, what a voice. Ella Fitzgerald. Her voice was smooth as butter. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Free for all Friday. Hey, remember, you can get us anywhere. You can stream us on the Odyssey app, the iHeart Radio app, and the TuneIn app. We're everywhere and anywhere you've got your phone. All right, this weekend is the Tarpon Fishing Rodeo. And I remember a girl told me once that she knew her marriage was over when her husband and a bunch of his friends went to the Tarpon Fishing Rodeo and they didn't bring a fishing rod. It wasn't about fishing. It was about the party. It was about the girls. So it's a party, but it's also a serious fishing rodeo. I think it's the oldest fishing rodeo in the country. And the interesting thing about tarpon, I mean, they're so beautiful. They're so great to watch them leap out of the water. And they're like, apparently, I would love to catch a tarpon one day, because that's got to be a great fish to catch, the way they fight. But you don't eat them. Apparently, they're very bony and oily. And of all the fish we eat, and as many as are caught, we don't eat tarpon. Also this weekend is White Linen Night in the Warehouse District, and Leslie Claire Spillman is the president of the Arts District of New Orleans. She joins us on the show. Leslie Claire, welcome to WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Look, we know people are going to sweat a little bit, and white linen is about as cool a cloth as you can wear, right?
It is, you know, and just to let folks know, it's next weekend, August the 2nd, next Saturday, which is the first Saturday in August. Yeah. This event always takes place on the first Saturday in August. And yes, we invite you to come up with your best white looks and white fit for the event, which everybody really has a good time with. But of course, you can be a rebel too and just come as you are.
All right. So wait. So White Linen Night is this Saturday?
It's next Saturday.
Well, I'm sorry. I got that confused.
Okay.
Because usually we talk to the person like right before it's happening. So it's not this week, but it's next week.
Sure. Next weekend. Yep. Well, now people have plenty of time to prepare.
Okay. So I thought it was this weekend. All right. So people have time to get their white linen. And again, you're not going to find any cooler cooler cloth to wear than white linen. But look, this is a great time to celebrate the arts, and the art museums or the art galleries are all, not museums, but the art galleries are all opened up in the Warehouse District and along Julia. And, you know, it's one of those events that it's a great place to be seen, and it's a great place to see people.
Indeed, indeed. And actually, Scoot, you know, we do actually have a couple of museums. And this year, you know, folks who come to White Linen Night can see 25 incredible exhibits that really kind of run the gamut of sort of artists and processes and, you know, levels in their practice and very established artists, emerging talent. And, you know, of those 25 exhibitions, which you can find listed at artsdistrictneworleans.com, it includes our 16-member galleries. It includes our institutional partners, the Ogden Museum and the Contemporary Art Center. And then it includes a bunch of other spots in our beautiful neighborhood, primarily hotels. So it's really like it's pretty incredible, the variety of art offerings. And I'm glad that you mentioned this, because, you know, we do your intro about the Tarpon Rodeo was actually pretty fitting for our event, because people will know definitely that it's a party, but we certainly want people to remember why we're all gathering. Yeah. And it's the art.
Yeah, and you know, New Orleans has always had great artists, and some of them go on to become, you know, very, very, you know, popular artists, and their work mm-hmm. is highlighted elsewhere. So there's drinks and beverages and food available as well. And, you mm-hmm. know, inevitably you can tell that somebody had a little too much white wine, because sometimes mm-hmm. something will spill, like food will spill on their white linen. It's that person's having fun. Yeah.
Well, yes, you know, unfortunately, there will be many opportunities at this festival to stain your garment. We do have eight fundraising bars for our organization. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are raising money, you know, to be able to produce the programming like First Saturdays, you know, for our, you know, our wonderful city that people enjoy, free programming that people enjoy. And I'll remind people that this is a completely free festival, and I would argue it's the last free festival in New Orleans that is really for locals. You know, it was envisioned at a time, you know, thought up by the people who founded my organization, really insightfully and thoughtfully. 31 years ago, they founded this, conceived of this event as a way to bring people downtown in the dead of summer when, you know, frankly, we have very little tourist activity and people are just not really getting out and about. So we're so proud of the legacy of this event, the economic boost that it provides, not just the galleries and museums, but all of the businesses in the immediate area and downtown who benefit from this surge of people. White Linen Night got 37,000 people to Julia Street last year in our little block party. And if you expand that just a little bit to the greater downtown, it was closer to 60,000. So it is really the place to be on the first Saturday in August in New Orleans. And we're just really grateful for the opportunity to get folks down here and help us raise money for a really good cause.
I would also say, Leslie Clare, that you know you've had too much to drink if the impressionist art really comes into focus for you.
Yes.
If you could figure out exactly what it is, you've had too much to drink.
Listen, you know, we tend to accompany things with alcohol here in New Orleans, right? And it can enhance one's experience. But we're also really happy that, you know, we have listened to feedback about this event, and so we have a host of non-alcoholic offerings for folks too.
That's good. That's good.
You know, as you mentioned, opportunities to stain your white linen. We have a really great partnership this year that's brand new that I'm really excited about, and that's Fat Tuesday. People know that brand in New Orleans for their amazing daiquiris and other frozen beverages. And we will have the Fat Tuesday trailer out on White Linen Night. On the 300 block, we will be serving alcoholic and non-alcoholic offerings. So we're really excited about that. And then, you know, like I said, we have eight fundraising bars. We have amazing major support by the Sazerac companies, highlighting Corazon tequila and Wheatley vodka. And we're so grateful for that partnership, in addition to, of course, you know, our main title sponsor, Fidelity Bank, with that, which none of this would be possible. And then, you know, we, you know, along with the drink, you know, New Orleans, we must be eating as well, you know, so
right.
We'll have some really great vendors that people know and love, like my personal favorite, Southern's. I will argue with anybody, it's one of the finest fried chicken sandwiches that you can find in New Orleans.
Mm.
And they're long-term partners of the Arts District and often vend at our events going back many years. So we're really happy to have them, you know, in addition to the Grill Master, which is a smoked sole barbecue. We have Nola Cookie Company, Moon Garden. We have the Swine L. Ritchie Charity Barbecue Team, which is always a hoot. They have an Airstream. It's a really fun activation. And then Wolf's Burger Truck. And we'll also have Big O's Original Pops, which are these amazing artisan popsicles. And they'll be sort of floating through the festival, so you'll have to catch them to grab one of those.
And just be really careful with that red wine, because it'll stain that white linen. So, Leslie Clare, what time should people arrive?
People should get here at 5 o'clock. The DJ starts on the main stage at the 300 block right at 5 o'clock, and the party goes all the way until 10 o'clock. You know, a good bit of the galleries close by about 9. If you might remain open, but the party definitely goes on Julia Street all night through 10 o'clock. We have the main stage on the 300 block. We have a party bus stage a little further down the street on the 500 block. We have DJ Nig at the 600 block stage, which is the other bookend, opposite end of the festival. And then we're really excited this year to have a new stage in our Crescent Canna Cool Down Lounge, which is with our partners at the Common House. If your listeners don't know about Common House yet, they certainly should. They're on the 400 block of Julia. They are a private club and hotel, but with this partnership this evening, on the 2nd, you will be able, your ticket purchase will basically give you an evening pass into Common House, so you can experience that. And then you also can go into our activation, which is going to be really fun. We have DJ Fosho, we have Rhonda Corley doing live fashion drawing, which is always a really cool activation. We have a sustainable glitter bar experience from our friends at Sparkle Station, so we can get you good and sparkly and cooled off before you return to the street. And of course, we'll have another fundraising bar in there, and you can enjoy some of that delicious Common House food for purchase and really experience Common House.
All right, White Linen Night next Saturday night. It starts at 5. I would go early because from my own experience, the drink lines are longer later and people are sweatier. So I would go, I would show up early. I would just show up early.
Leslie, for sure, you want to be there because we'll have some other things happening throughout the night, like a second line and things, right. So you don't want to miss that.
All right, Leslie Claire Spillman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
And have a great White Linen Night. You know, I usually go, so yeah, if I can get there, I'll get there. All right, on the Scoot calendar, on this day in 1981, Jesse's Girl was the best-selling song in America. Rick Springfield was from Australia, and he was Noah Drake on General Hospital, and an actor and a singer, and you know, I've known Rick over the years, and very, very, very cool guy. And the next year, he was Best Male Rock Vocalist at the Grammys. So, man, 1981, this was a huge time for Rick Springfield when he was just beginning his reign as rock royalty. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. You're listening to WWL.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's Friday afternoon, and soon the sun will go down, and this will become Friday night. Yeah, and look, if you're driving to the Tarpon Rodeo, just be sure and drive carefully. And if I were you, I would drive the speed limit through Golden Meadow. I mean, you go through Golden Meadow, right, to get to Grand Isle? God, I haven't been to Grand Isle in so many years. I got to get back to Grand Isle. I'm not going to make it this weekend. I have plans, but I'm going to make it to Grand Isle soon. I mean, it really is a kind of a treasure. But look, they will give you a speeding ticket in Golden Meadow. And that's kind of how they finance the city. Hey, look, this is kind of funny, really. Did you hear the one about the president of the United States who was trying to put down the Fed Reserve director, trying to put him down with numbers? And then the Fed director told him that the numbers were wrong because he included in the numbers of a building being built, a building that was already built. Did you hear that joke? I mean, it's really, it's pretty funny.
Instant classic.
I mean, it was great. So Trump pulls out this paper. So he's talking to Jerome Powers, the head of the Fed, and Trump hates him. Because he wants him to lower the interest rates. And he won't do it, he says, because of the threat of inflation. And there's already inflation, the threat of greater inflation. And he said that's because of Trump's tariff plan. The TACO tariff plan is causing inflation or contributing to inflation. And so the Fed chair doesn't want to lower the interest rates, and Trump wants him to. And so Trump pulls out this paper out of his coat, and he's got these numbers on. Well, here's how much we're spending. Here's how much we're spending on this building. But the chair explained to Trump that the numbers included a building that was already built. I mean, that is one of the best jokes I've heard in A long time. All right, let's see. Let's go to Ian with a couple of we got any text? We've got Bob in Metairie. Bob, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hey. No, this is Jimmy, actually.
Oh, hey, Jimmy.
Hey, real quick.
Well, we got a new phone system, so we have no idea who we're talking to.
The new system is me writing all this down on a sheet of paper.
All right, Jimmy.
My name is Bobby.
God, I hate this.
Based on the loose leaf paper Ian has. Yes, Bobby. Look, you were talking about Promise earlier. You know, Les Claypool, the bassist, he's from the Oakland area. He tried out for Metallica, and he was so good. They just said, look, dude, you're too good. Like, just go do your own thing. You're like,
wow.
You're otherworldly. Yeah, look that up. He tried it out after Cliff Burton died, and they were like, look, you're just too good for us. Just go do your own thing. And that's where Primus came from. I know they're playing Monday night in New Orleans. Couple shows, Wallflowers tonight at the House of Blues. I think that's Bob Dylan's son, if I remember correctly, dude. But, yeah, they're playing tonight in New Orleans. There's an Iron Maiden, Ozzy Osbourne, and an Alice Cooper tribute tonight at Southport Hall. Three bands, three tribute acts, obviously. Ozzy just passing away. And also, Creed is playing tomorrow night. Creed with Wolfgang Van Halen and Daughtry at the Smoothie King Center. And one last thing about that, a friend of mine is planning to propose to his girlfriend, and they are working on... They basically are in contact with Creed and management to get on stage tomorrow night during the Creed concert at the Smoothie King Center to propose. So, yeah, if you see somebody, if you're at the show tomorrow, Scoot, and you see somebody on stage proposing, that's my buddy.
Oh, that's cool.
Are you going to the Creed concert?
No, I'm gonna be out of town this weekend again. So Creed has Daughtry. Is Scott Stapp not still the lead singer?
Yeah, he hung up.
Oh, he hung up. Scott Stapp was the lead singer of Creed. Is he no longer? But Daughtry's the lead singer. Is Daughtry the new lead singer of Creed?
No. Scott Stapp is definitely on the reunion.
Okay, cool. Okay. But Daughtry's there, I guess. Well, according to Jimmy. And he usually has good information for us.
Man, I hope that girl is ready to get proposed to on stage at a Creed concert.
Yeah, for some people that might be an insult.
I think the women folk don't always go down for those big public proposals, guys. You better be sure that she's going to say yes.
Right, I know, and
she's going to say yes, and she's going to mean it because she might say yes just to save your ass.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And then get home and be like, "What the hell were you thinking?"
How many times do you think that happens? Where it's like,
"Oh, yes, yes,"
and then they get home and going, "You're crazy! I'm not marrying you.
I'm not marrying you," and you. I don't know, you owe me the world's biggest favor for not just turning heel and walking away from you in that moment.
I wonder if some guys are like so desperate to get a yes that they put them in that situation thinking they're going to be pressured into saying yes.
Men, we got to do better. This is no good. This is no good at all, guys.
You got to do better. All right. Got to get to a break here. I'm just thinking about the people who do that. Yeah, that's a rough situation to put women in, unless you're sure. Hey, a sad day. This is the day in 1989 that Steve Rebell, one of the owners of Studio 54, died of AIDS-related illnesses at 45. The movie 54 with Mike Myers as Steve Rebell is epic. It is excellent. Ryan Phillippe is in it, and I just thought that was an excellent movie. I went to Studio 54, a long, long time ago, many years ago, and it was an honor to be in that iconic place. Didn't get any Coke. I think I was beyond... No, I was still in the Coke years. Anyway, didn't get any Coke, but I went to 54. It was kind of crazy. All right, we got to come back to wrap up the show. We'll be back. All right. Sports Talk is next, beginning of the weekend. Join Steve Keller, Jeff Nowak. You'll hear from Kellen Moore, Alvin Kamara, and more. And I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, and market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. And thanks to all of you for being part of the show. All right, it was an unbelievable week. Have a great weekend and try and stay cool in more ways than one. I'm Scoot on the air. Have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.